The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Laughter and smiles, so warm and true. Making mornings sweet with a country view. Rise and shine, the morning's new. John, Brian, and Dalton are here for you. With the Wake Up Crew, it's a brighter day.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome to the Wake Up Crew on this Thursday morning. John and Brian with you today. Dalton off today. We are sponsored by America's Thrift Stores. You can save big at America's Thrift Stores, now open in Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. From unique statement pieces to brand name deals, get up to 70% off retail. Visit americathrift.com/Murfreesboro today. Wow. I've been by there. I haven't gone in since they opened, but I had been by there. Pretty big.
Pretty it big is place.
Big. Yeah. They were dropping off donations when I went by.
And they're right out front, too, by the way.
Yeah,
the donation.
You can't miss it. You just drive through just about.
So they have taken the, and they did this years ago, they have divided up the Rose's department store into two pieces. And this is in part of the Rose's department store.
Okay, so I didn't know if it was the whole, because Rose's was huge.
It was huge.
And then even half of it is still huge.
Yeah.
So, and that would be a good throwback. We talked about Rose's before, but how they, it was such a neat place when it opened. Unique place.
Unique.
Yeah.
They had clothes.
They had restaurant in there.
I'd forgotten about
had
the restaurant.
Had a little grill, yeah. You could get bacon BLTs and shakes, sodas. And it was neat. It was really neat. We got to do our song of the day since it's Thursday. And it is misunderstood song meanings. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes, misrepresented song lyrics.
Okay, and this is from Third Eye Blind. Here we go. It's called Semi-Charmed Life. Now, it's misunderstood as a feel-good, upbeat summer high hit. And it is upbeat.
Sure.
But, actually, it's about the dark side of drug use and addiction. I would never guess that.
I wouldn't have either.
He's talking about a semi-charmed life. You know, the title's misleading as well.
I think that, but a lot of times we don't pay attention to the actual lyrics of the song and what they're singing. It's just
no,
the beat of the
no,
music.
And sometimes you can't understand the lyrics to
yeah.
the songs. It's kind of the thing, too. So there you go, our song of the day. Excuse me. I've got a little tickle in my throat this morning.
Can't do that.
Oh, you got your flu shot yet?
No. I have.
I'm going. What is today? Thursday? I'm going next Tuesday, I believe. Yeah.
Let's see. I am supposed to be.
Okay, it's really not that important what day you're doing it, but you have an appointment?
I do. I think it's in November.
Okay, well.
I go twice a year.
Okay, you go in November to get a flu shot?
See my doctor, and they'll usually ask me, you want this or that? And I'll go ahead and get it then.
I think I'm flu and COVID together. I did that last year. Worked out okay.
I'm asked every time that I go to Walgreens, hey, you want to come in? No, don't. Not right now. Sorry.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm going. I go to Walgreens. So, anyway, I have a little subject to talk about this morning very quickly. They've taken a poll in that. Did you know more young people now that watch TV keep the subtitles on? The words at the bottom of the screen. Now, that annoys you, doesn't it?
You're going to be surprised at this.
Uh-oh.
But I have the subtitles on most
really?
Every time I watch. Yeah.
And why do you do it?
Just to understand the dialogue. Sometimes I don't
yeah.
catch what they're saying, and it's said so fast and whatnot. And Dalton just, years ago, turned the subtitles on. And I said, don't do that. Turn that off. And he said, well, just watch it for a minute. And I did. And it's like, okay, makes sense.
Yeah. And it's really good for kids, you know, that are watching. I think it's educational, really, because you can see the words as they're speaking them.
Well, I mean, I find myself watching the words pop up Or if I'm watching it and I don't understand, I can look down and I can see what they're actually saying.
I started doing that with Hamilton. When they played Hamilton on television, I said, I've got to do something. I can't understand what they're singing.
Yeah.
And so that helped a lot. Helped me understand that a whole lot better than before.
I still haven't gone back and watched that.
But it's funny that young people are doing that more, you know, now than we ever did. So who knew? Subtitles are important. All right, we've got a good show this morning, and it's Thursday morning. Stay with us here October 3rd. We'll tell you all about that coming up.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 57. Winds remain south around 5 miles per hour. Friday lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 80s. Then lows fall back to 54 on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products, so we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products, so come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the MyMTE app.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lowenkron.
In Game 2 of the National League Wild Card Round on Wednesday evening, the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Cincinnati Reds 8-4 to win the series 2-0. Mookie Betts had 4 hits with 3 doubles and 3 RBI as the Dodgers advanced to face the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League Division Series. Earlier on Wednesday evening, the New York Yankees forced a deciding Game 3 with a 4-3 victory over the Boston Red Sox as the Yankees' Austin Wells broke a 3-3 tie with the go-ahead RBI single in the bottom of the 8th inning. The Cleveland Guardians forced a deciding Game 3 with a 6-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers as they broke a 1-1 tie with a 5-run 8th inning. And the San Diego Padres forced a deciding Game 3 with a 3-0 victory over the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Yep, MTE offers tools and tips to help members manage energy use and learn more about electric vehicles. Explore more at MTE.com. And we've got only 2 days until fall break, Brian.
Ooh.
Yep. And I think you're taking a couple of days off, aren't you, next week?
I think we all are.
I hope we are, because I've got plans.
Toward the end of the next week?
It'll be a nice, best of?
Probably looking at next Thursday and Friday doing
that. Okay, that's cool. And we can enjoy a little bit of fall break.
Mm-hmm.
No football next week, but we do have Blackman at Stewart's Creek tonight.
Correct.
And Eagleville versus Moore County tomorrow on WGNS and Big G TV. So we're double dipping this week.
So tonight at 6, Clark Blair, Danny Brewer, and John Dinkins on the Thursday show.
I'll be on the Thursday show, special guest.
So it'll be just like you're doing the pregame, but you're not there.
Yeah, that's really true, yeah.
Because we'll have a shorter pregame. Bill Hockenberry and Rod will be with me tonight.
And then you and I will go to Eagleville. I'm not sure where we're giving Rod a day off or not. I'm thinking about maybe telling Rod to take the day off.
I think so.
We haven't talked over with him yet, but, you know, hate for him to have to do two games. He likes it, though. He likes to go.
He does.
He's a fan.
He may not have anywhere to sit if he comes, though. It's not a, you know.
Yeah, he's a fan. He is a fan.
He is, sure, for sure.
I'll try to get in touch with him and see.
Okay.
It's tomorrow. Or maybe you can just tell him tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. It's also on Big G TV, if I didn't say that already. This weekend, Vanderbilt's at Alabama. MTSU at Tennessee are off. Titans are at Arizona to try to lose their fourth in a row. It's Throwback Thursday today. We're going to be talking about old-time dinners today on Throwback Thursday. Our good neighbor of the day is Derek at Captain D's on South Church. Today's SRM Concrete good neighbor of the day for being so nice. He never stopped working, constantly restocking, and making sure everyone had what they needed. Derek at Captain D's on South Church will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. And our good neighbor of the day is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and supporting the neighbors who make Rutherford County strong.
You can text in your good neighbors by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those to us. We do it each weekday morning. Also, don't forget your birthdays, anniversaries. That number is 615-893-1450. Again, 615-893-1450. Call, text, let us know who's celebrating and who you would like to see here on WGNS as the good neighbor of the day and our birthdays. Well, I went to pull up my holiday list, and it said, you want Holiday World? So I'll have to do this in a minute.
Well, Holiday World would be nice. 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A long-delayed monument to unborn children is moving forward at the Tennessee Capitol, 7 years after it was first approved. The State Building Commission has accepted a $4,000 private donation to begin planning the memorial, intended as a place of reflection for those affected by miscarriage or abortion. Supporters say it honors lost lives, while critics argue it could stigmatize women and politicize a deeply personal issue. The state architect will now begin work on the design. Nashville is joining a national tech initiative with Amazon Web Services to close the gap between education and high-demand tech jobs. As the sixth U.S. region in the Skills to Jobs Tech Alliance, the city will partner with local colleges and the Nashville Innovation Alliance to train more than 1,000 Tennesseans by 2027. The focus is on cloud computing, AI, and applied learning, aiming to meet the region's fast-growing demand for tech talent. A civic tech jam in October will spotlight local innovation efforts. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th. Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th in Centerville.
Taste of West Nashville is back for its ninth year next Tuesday. Hosted by Yelp Nashville, the event features bites, drinks, and entertainment from over 45 local favorites, including Hattie B's and Five Points Pizza. It runs from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at a West Nashville brewery with a suggested $25 donation benefiting local nonprofit Dream Streets, which supports families in need across the city. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and I want to remind you we've got Good Neighbor Events, and then Rewind, another check of the weather, and our first look at traffic just coming up here on the Wake Up Crew. And if you're running around, don't forget, we've got a dad joke coming up. The competition is over. We're just going solo. You're going back to solo again. You single-handedly defeated me, and it was pretty evident that you are the king of dad jokes.
Wasn't
so
evident.
I will never try that again. Never.
What just brought that on? Was it you and Dalton talking about
no,
that?
No, I just kind of came up with something a little different. It was designed to be fun at first, but then it got ugly. Did you happen to save your response? You didn't save it. I wish you had of.
No.
Can you reenact it for me? Because it was, you know, you won 2-1, and it was announced, and this was your reaction.
In your face!
And that was mild compared to what it was the other day, yesterday. So
it was mild?
I grant you the king of dad jokes, and boy, are you going to be really judged hard from now on.
Well, that was, you know, just a funny reaction.
You know, though, when I made that last joke, I knew in my heart I should have. There was another one I had. And I
should have used it.
Yeah, should have used it.
Do you think that would have given you the win? After hearing the one I did?
I don't know. Maybe. My buddy Daryl told me that I should have called him.
Oh.
And gotten dad jokes from him. Because you like them so much that they had to be good.
I didn't know if we...
And I told him, I said, well, Daryl, I hate to tell you this, but I don't think... I think Brian's kind of lying about your jokes. But...
Well,
and my buddy Brett, he would have been, you know, I should have gotten him in on it too, where they both could have, you know, teamed up on you.
See, I didn't know anything about it until Monday, and it's like, oh yeah, we're going to do this, and so I just had to go with what I normally had.
That's right, and I wanted it to be that way. Yeah. I didn't want you to go extra, because if you research, sometimes that can be worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there is a lot of hard work that goes into it.
Uh-huh. I've seen that hard work that you put in.
I mean, I've got a folder for it and everything.
Folder. Yeah, you research information, where to get it from. And mine were just off the internet, and they were just, you know, I didn't do my research like you do. But I can't wait for your dad joke today. That's coming up in just a few minutes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be judged hard.
I hear that. It's going to be a harsh judging.
You may never get a thumbs up from me ever again. What was it you said to me? What was it again? Let's hit that replay button one more time.
In your face.
What?
In your face.
No, it wasn't like that. Do it like the replay. Here we go.
In your face!
And you pointed at me. You pointed at me.
Well.
That's so cold. All right, it's time for Today in History, brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
You know, I didn't even say what day it was. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
But I didn't say it was October 2nd.
That's true. Do you know Dalton was a little concussed after yesterday, by the way?
Oh, really?
He laughed so hard he hit his head on the countertop.
only he could do that. Episode 1755, by the way. And we are pretty soon, we're going to get that daylight saving time thing.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. I mean, it's already, it was depressing me yesterday because it was dark.
I know, it got dark
like
too early.
Like 6:30, maybe 6:15, it starts to get dark.
I tried to mow over the weekend and...
Didn't have run out of time?
Well, I got it done just in the nick of time, but I started like at 5:45.
Well, I've got to mow the backyard. I have somebody mow my front yard, but I've got to mow the backyard because Chipper got lost in the grass the other day and I couldn't find him. It took me about a half an hour. All right, here we go. October 2nd. 1902, Beatrix Potter's The Tale of Peter Rabbit is published by Frederick Warren and Company in London. 1950, the first strip of Charlie Brown, Little Folks, later called Peanuts, by Charles M. Schulz, published in 7 nationwide papers. Did you ever read Charlie Brown? Were you
a little bit.
A little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the specials when you were a kid?
Yes.
You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Halloween.
Yeah. 1957, The Bridge on the River Kwai, directed by David Lean and starring William Holden and Alec Guinness. 1958. In 1995, the British band Oasis released their second studio album, Morning Glory. It sells record 347,000 copies in the first week alone. Sorry, I don't remember that song.
I don't either. No, not at all.
Well, it sold 347,000 copies in a week.
It must be pretty good in Britain.
And finally, in 2016, veteran broadcaster Vin Scully calls his final L.A. Dodgers game. It was a 7-1 loss in San Francisco after a record 67 MLB seasons. 67.
That's
I think it was
crazy.
87 when he died.
Yeah.
So he started as a youngster. Of course, he did the shows on NBC, too,
right.
The games on Game of the Week. That's going to do it. Brandon Brooks is standing by with Rewind 633 on the crew.
This is CBS Rewind. October 2nd, 1957. The London premiere of the World War II epic movie,
If You Work Hard,
The Bridge on the River Kwai.
You will be treated well.
This date in 1961. The ABC debut of the medical drama, Ben Casey, starring Vince Edwards.
The front office takes care of books, not patients now. Outside.
And October 2nd, 1992.
It just cost me $6,000.
The release of the drama, Glengarry Glen Ross.
What are you going to do about it?
Starring Al Pacino.
Where did you learn your trade?
And Alec Baldwin.
Always be closing.
I'm Brendan Brooks.
Always.
And that's.
Be closing.
Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit Progressive.com today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 57. Winds remain south around 5 miles per hour. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the low 80s, then lows fall back to 54 on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Good morning. Wrapping up this car fire north of town, 24 eastbound ramp there on the Briley Parkway. It's starting to load up now and more volume up through Antioch. Right on schedule, actually, this time of the morning, 24 westbound, getting a little bit heavy up by Bell Road coming in from Murfreesboro. They're into Antioch. It's building down I-40 right now through the west side of town there in Bellevue. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or big truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, Americare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
I've got pets.
Americare Services Incorporated, family-owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
Americare Services Incorporated.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize those local family businesses. Some great theater this weekend. The Mouse Trap opens at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. It's an Agatha Christie murder mystery. Starts this weekend through October 11th at the Art Center of Cannon County. Oh, this weekend brings the International Food Festival to St. Luke Catholic Church. That's on the old Nashville Highway in Smyrna. This weekend. It's getting close to the end of the time you have to paint your bowl for Cookin' to Build. Cookin' to Build will be November 1st on the Murfreesboro Square. But part of that tradition is painting your bowl. Just drop by Color Me Mine anytime at your convenience now through October 15th. Don't let that slip away. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood, so please give the gift of life. Phone the Red Cross and make an appointment that fits your schedule. And don't miss the Farmers Market on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Where is the best barbecue in town? In 1920 East Main, the best barbecue for miles around is in 1920 East Main. You can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. Just Lick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken, Brunswick stew, great sides, lunch specials, down home atmosphere, and they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue, it's the best.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and you can tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand, and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen.
Big G.
Is there an exclamation point at the end of listen? Should I say that too? Or is that just part of the statement? You know, it says
that means that whole sentence should be done with enthusiasm.
Oh, okay. That's what because my son-in-law gave me a password for his, and he put two exclamation points at the end of it. Well, I couldn't get into his it was a Amazon account or something. I couldn't get into it because I didn't put the two exclamation points.
Those are important.
Yeah. Well, if they're not used for expression.
Well, in that case, it's used as a symbol.
Yeah. That's true. All right. Let's go to King Brian with the dad joke of the day.
What do you call a penguin with no eye?
I don't know what.
A pin gun.
Okay. I get it.
Here it comes.
Thumbs down on that one. Didn't like it at all. Revenge.
CBS News Brief. More police officers being deployed at synagogues across the UK after police there say two people were killed
when an attacker drove a car into a group outside a temple this Yom Kippur. One person was stabbed. Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham.
It is a serious incident, but at the same time, I can give some reassurance immediately to people that the immediate danger appears to be over.
Police shot and killed the suspect. Business on Capitol Hill paused for the holiday on the second day of a government shutdown. New Hampshire's Democratic Senator Jean Shaheen is optimistic.
We are not that far apart. This is not that difficult to solve.
Two Delta planes collided at slow speed on a taxiway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. CBS News producer Joey Annunziato was on one of the flights.
Super jarring. Everyone shot forward in their seats, and it was kind of a little chaotic as soon as it happened.
A flight attendant was injured. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
As the national conversation around teacher pay and working conditions grows louder, Tennessee finds itself in the spotlight. This year's National Education Association report ranks the volunteer state 38th in the U.S. for average teacher salary, a slight improvement, but still behind neighboring states. J.C. Bauman, CEO of Professional Educators of Tennessee, says pay hasn't kept pace with inflation or with the cost of living, pushing some educators to leave the profession or even the state. While recent legislation, including the Teacher Paycheck Protection Act, aims to raise the minimum starting salary to $50,000 by 2026 to 2027, Bauman notes that it does little to support veteran educators. In areas like Murfreesboro and Smyrna, where rapid growth strains school systems, the gap between new incentives and long-term retention remains a pressing concern. Lawmakers agree that more must be done to keep experienced teachers in the classroom. Meanwhile, a looming federal government shutdown could create ripple effects across Tennessee, including here in Rutherford County. With over 32,000 federal workers in the state, some residents may soon face furloughs or unpaid labor. Nashville International Airport has assured the public that immediate impacts will be minimal, though many federal workers there could be required to work without pay. Local families may also be affected. If the shutdown stretches into October, Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, benefits could be paused. While Social Security, Medicare, and Veterans Disability payments would continue, customer service delays are expected. In Middle Tennessee, including Murfreesboro and Smyrna, uncertainty surrounding public services only adds to existing concerns over education funding and economic stability. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber. Go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment, too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Need to send out professional mailings without the hassle? Franklin's Printworks makes it easy with print-to-mail service.
That is directly in our wheelhouse. We have our own in-house mail department, so we can design something, print it, and send it out under our bulk mail adhesia. Save you a lot on postage. You don't even have to touch it.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks says from postcards and newsletters to invoices, bulk mailings, design, printing, and direct mail, they handle it all.
It's a pretty quick turnaround and very cost-efficient.
Your message delivered with Franklin's Printworks.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat, or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn, or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A Tennessee man missing since April has been found dead, according to the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office. Skeletal remains found on September 24th in a remote area of Bledsoe County have been identified as 84-year-old James Graves. He was last seen in Crossville in early April, prompting a silver alert. The Tennessee Medical Examiner's Office confirmed the identity using dental records. Newly released body cam footage shows country star Morgan Wallen denying he threw a chair off a Nashville bar roof, even after police arrested him in April 2024. The video was released after the Associated Press filed an open records request. Wallen later apologized and pleaded guilty to reckless endangerment in December. He was sentenced to probation and a week in a DUI education program. Police say they had witness accounts and video evidence linking him to the incident near Broadway's nightlife district. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the National Banana Pudding Festival in Centerville, October 4th and 5th. Make plans to attend one of the South's favorite festivals. Sample varieties of our signature dish on the pudding path. Enjoy dozens of craft vendors, live music, and exciting contests. Advance tickets available now at bananapuddingfest.org. Mark your calendars for the National Banana Pudding Festival, October 4th and 5th in Centerville.
Tennessee State Parks has added new accessible paddling launches at three parks, making it easier for visitors with disabilities or limited mobility to get on the water. The launches opened at Reelfoot Lake, Indian Mountain, and Warriors Path State Parks with features including transition benches, grab bars, and hand straps to help paddlers safely enter kayaks, canoes, or paddle boards. This new addition marks a total of eight parks with accessible launches. Officials say the upgrades are part of a broader effort to expand accessibility, which also includes all-terrain wheelchairs, paved trails, and colorblind viewers. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I'm moving up to about 12 before 7 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we just heard a dad joke that I didn't like at all. Thumbs down.
Your jokes are amazing.
Thumbs down, Alan. Sorry.
Your jokes are amazing.
Thumbs down, John. Bizarro John. That was That was a bad joke. Bad joke of the day. Hey, I was at Big Lots. Let's see, what day was it? Sunday.
Mm.
Before I went to eat dinner after church. And it has on there, our comeback starts now. You know, so I walked in. I kind of keep up with it. Because to be honest with you, I wasn't really that impressed the first time they opened. But now they've kind of gotten it together. They've got everything in there.
So you went in when they first reopened?
Yes, very first, like first or second day.
Okay.
And I don't think they were quite ready, but they were sort of.
Yeah.
Now it was pretty impressive. But here's the funny thing. You know how you think of things when you're like, you go, I need to buy one of those, or I need to get this. I said, oh, I forgot to pick up something. And it's really funny because I had it on my mind for 2 or 3 weeks, and you know, I just keep forgetting. So I walk into Big Lots and look at the first aisle I go in, manila folders.
Oh.
I've been trying to remember to get manila folders, you know.
Okay.
And I went, oh wow, they're here at Big Lots. There was just one pack, but I got them. Then I go to the next 2-3 aisles down. It's renews it, you know, the little things you screw at the top and it lets air refreshes your house. You know, you just take it. It looks like a cone.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, there were two of them in the actual scent that I wanted, that I've been wanting. I went, man,
those are the things that look like a jelly or whatever inside.
Yeah,
of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I go on down. I've been wanting some pillows to replace the pillows that I had because Chipper sheds all over them, and eventually you just can't get it all up eventually, and you can't buy white. Walk over to the pillow aisle. There they were, two pillows that I wanted. It was amazing that everything I needed was in that Big Lot store. Not even looking at them.
What's different?
Not really anything. You know, they used to really accent the furniture.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask.
Now they
that.
Put that in the back of the store.
Do they have as much furniture as they
probably
had?
Not, no.
Okay.
Especially, they have couches and love seats and that kind of thing.
Okay.
But like the putting together the like desk and beds, didn't see any of that. So it's much, much more subdued. But they have a good little decor owl for a decor. And but I got several things that I've been needing, but when I'm in a store, a grocery store, I don't think about it or whatever. So kind of got excited.
Well, I wondered. I haven't been in there. I peeked in right before they opened, and it didn't look like they were going to have a. I mean, they were opening the next day.
Yeah,
and it didn't look like they had a lot in there.
It wasn't quite ready, but it's clean and it's you know. I think it's easier to see everything now than it used to be because the furniture just took up so much of it.
And it was right there when you walked in.
And they have a lot of clothes. There's a lot more clothes. Where the furniture used to be, they put clothes in there.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
Interesting.
So, big lots.
They really didn't have as many clothes before.
Oh, hardly anything. Maybe had some sweatshirts in the back there.
So, but it must have been the company they merged with that has that.
Yeah. They've got socks and underwear and all that kind of stuff. Brian, you need to check it out.
Okay.
It's over there close to you.
It's on my way home.
I mean, I still miss Kmart over there, though.
Yeah. It was nice to have
a
store to go in and get whatever.
Because they'd have, and they have appliances and stuff, too, though, at Big Lots. So it's kind of taking the place of, Got trash cans. They've got, storage bins. I mean, they've done it right. It looks pretty good.
They had a lot of outdoor furniture before too.
Yeah, not quite. That's smaller. Some of that's smaller. So, I think it to save help for people having to carry all that stuff in, And
well, I mean, they had delivery trucks and all kinds of things before.
Right. Okay, birthdays today for October 2nd.
In the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
1800, Nat Turner, the American leader of a major slave rebellion in 1831, born in Southampton County, Virginia, only lived to be 31. In 1890, Groucho Marx, American comedian of the Marx Brothers, born in New York City, New York, and he did a game show for many years, say the secret word. 1945, Don McLean, American singer and songwriter.
Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
And good old boys. And in 1951, Sting, otherwise known as Gordon Sumner, British actor, songwriter, and singer.
Since you
That's from The Police when he was with them. I mean, the group.
Right.
And in 1970, Kelly Ripa. Actress. She was in All My Children before she became she was a big star on All My Children. And her husband, that's where they met, Mark Consuelos. They met on All My Children. They've been married 25 years, I guess, now.
And then Regis Philbin changed her life.
Yep, that's right. Born in Stanford, New Jersey. That's Kelly Ripa. I'm not going to get it. Kelly Ripa. Thank you. Wow. Why do I have trouble with words like that? Just old age?
Well, it looks like Ripa.
Yeah. Arlen Harris, Brenda Denbo, Jasmine Cooper, John T-Bone Snellenberger, and Piper Johnson have birthdays today.
You can add to that list. Call or text in. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. We're taking them now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 57. Winds remain south around 5 miles per hour. Friday lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 80s. Then lows fall back to 54 on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling. Good morning. Trying to clear up this car fire we had earlier on that 24 eastbound ramp onto Briley Parkway. Starting to build through Hendersonville. Here comes that traffic volume westbound on Vietnam Vets there at Gallatin Pike as it loads up now, working your way through Spring Hill, through that southern portion of Williamson County on 65 northbound where it connects with 840. When you need dependable towing for your car or big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Shut up and say, well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
It was one of the most beloved comedies ever. Now, there's a reunion for that.
You're always implying that I don't keep a clean house.
Well, now you have a little help.
Hilarious. Everybody Loves Raymond, which turns 30 this year, getting a reunion special on CBS and Paramount Plus. Ray Romano will host it, along with the show's creator, Phil Rosenthal, Brad Garrett, and Patricia Heaton. Now, just don't go looking for a reboot. Patricia told me, no way.
It's too precious. It's too perfect the way it was.
Right.
Phil and Ray knew when to end it. It's kind of like when it's time to go, it's time to go.
The Raymond Reunion Special happens November 24th. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew, and we've got to say goodbye for a few minutes as hour number two is coming up. Derek at Captain D's on South Church is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being so nice. He never stopped working, constantly restocking and making sure everyone had what they needed. Derek at Captain D's on South Church will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And it's built by what, Brian? SRM Concrete. They're bringing you the Good Neighbor of the Day, locally grown, nationally known, and supporting the neighbors who make Rutherford County strong. Send in your good neighbors by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. And you've got about a half an hour to get those birthdays and anniversaries in for this October 2nd. Again, the number 615-893-1450. And we're brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. They are now open at MLK Jr. Boulevard, Mercury Plaza Shopping Center. If you've been around here for long enough, it's in part of where Roses used to be. Can't miss it on Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Now open. Save big at America's Thrift.
We'll be back right after the news from CBS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Mass stabbing outside British synagogue.
A suspect has been shot.
Collision at New York airport.
We have two DRJs on mic that collided.
No end in sight to government shutdown.
We have no idea how long this will last.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. An attack outside a synagogue on the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur. It happened in Manchester, England. Two people died. Three others are in serious condition. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
Police here say they were called to the Heaton Park Synagogue just after 9:30 this morning local time after a report of a car being driven at members of the public and a stabbing. The police arrived within 10 minutes and shot a man who's believed to be the offender. Now, according to a local media report, the attacker did not get inside the synagogue itself. The mayor of Manchester told our partners at the BBC that the suspect is believed to be dead and that security at the synagogue intervened to keep many people safe. One video appears to show a police officer warning people that the attacker has a bomb. We haven't confirmed whether that turned out to be true.
Here at home, CBS's Tom Hansen tells us two regional jets collided last night at New York's LaGuardia Airport, injuring one flight attendant.
Just before 10 p.m. last night, Endeavor Air Flight 5047, arriving from Charlotte, landed safely at LaGuardia. But as it taxied to the gate, the plane was struck by another departing CRJ-type aircraft, Endeavor Air Flight 5155.
Their right wing clipped our nose and the cockpit.
We got absolutely smashed by another Delta flight.
CBS News producer Joey Annunziato was on board Flight 5047.
Everyone shot forward in their seats, and it was kind of a little chaotic as soon as it happened. We were kind of shocked at what happened. We were kind of moving at a pretty decent clip, too.
Annunziato captured the moment right after the collision, which left 5155's wing completely torn off and extensive damage to the windshield and nose of the plane he was on.
Now to Washington, it's day two of the government shutdown. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Around the country, the federal fallout is growing with an estimated 750,000 government workers furloughed. And in a call with House Republicans Wednesday, White House Budget Director Russ Vogt warned mass layoffs could come within the next 2 days. President Trump claimed Democrats would be to blame.
Well, there could be firings, and that's their fault. And it could also be other things. I mean, we could cut projects that they wanted, favorite projects, and they'd be permanently cut.
The Trump administration announced Wednesday it would withhold $18 billion in funding for transportation projects in New York City, home to Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries.
The Trump administration's expanding its effort to send federal officers and National Guard troops to some American cities. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Memphis.
With a renewed message vowing to wipe out crime in several major cities across the country, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller touched down in Memphis late Wednesday, joined by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
We are here to have your backs.
Their message to nearly 700 state, local, and federal agents, Rescue Memphis. A directive made despite crime in the city dropping to a historic 25-year low in the first 8 months of this year, according to Memphis PD. Still, they say they hope to mirror the efforts in Washington, D.C.
We will liberate this city from the criminal element that has plagued it for generations.
Correspondent Christian Benavidez reports nearly 100 people on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship that docked this morning in Miami got sick with the norovirus.
It's been rough seas for dozens of passengers aboard Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas after a norovirus outbreak.
I got violently sick, and I couldn't make it to the bathroom even.
Bob Pettit says he got ill one night after dinner. He's traveling with his son, Joshua.
Had there been an outbreak declared already?
We knew it was starting. It seemed a day or two after the ship visited Mexico. All of a sudden, they started at the buffet with enhanced protocols of serving. The staff was serving food. I've managed so far to escape. Hopefully, if I can make it one more day and get off the ship without being sick myself.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that catch-up.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
In Europe, rising concern about an increasingly emboldened Russia.
I'm Vicky Barker. The leaders of more than 40 countries are meeting as Russian incursions into EU and NATO airspace appear to be escalating. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen.
Everybody underestimated how big a threat Russia actually is.
Ukraine's President Zelensky told the leaders Russia's using drones to divide them. He said they must unite to fight back.
This morning, along with CBS's Seth Doan, we remember the remarkable Jane Goodall, the conservationist who died yesterday at 91.
She started as a secretary, then landed a job as an assistant to a paleoanthropologist.
I clearly was passionate. I clearly had an understanding of animals. And he felt women might be better in the field, that we might be more patient.
Crucially, in the Gombe rainforest of Tanzania, she witnessed chimpanzees fashioning and using tools, something that until then was thought to be unique to humans. And she tried to keep attention on protecting wildlife and the environment through the Jane Goodall Institute, telling us she did not really want to be this busy.
Why do you do it?
Because there's a message to get out, and I'm getting older, and there's less time left ahead of me, and the world's falling to pieces.
This morning, along with CBS's Seth Doan, we remember the remarkable Jane Goodall, the conservationist who died yesterday at 91.
She started as a secretary, then landed a job as an assistant to a paleoanthropologist.
I clearly was passionate. I clearly had an understanding of animals, and he felt that women might be better in the field, that we might be more patient.
Crucially, in the Gombe rainforest of Tanzania, she witnessed chimpanzees fashioning and using tools, something that until then was thought to be unique to humans. And she tried to keep attention on protecting wildlife and the environment through the Jane Goodall Institute, telling us she did not really want to be this busy.
Why do you do it?
Because there's a message to get out, and I'm getting older, and there's less time left ahead of me, and the world's falling to pieces.
Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thanks, Steve, and good morning, everyone. Welcome in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS. Glad you're along with us this morning. Hey, we're going to check on traffic and weather coming up here, and this update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows drop to 57. Winds remain south around 5 miles per hour. Friday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 80s. Then lows fall back to 54 on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is.
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's starting a little bit heavy now in a couple of spots. Westbound I-40 through the Hermitage area, all that traffic pushing in from Wilson County right now on 40 coming westbound. As you work your way down towards Donaldson Pike, it's slow. 65 north up through Spring Hill, all that traffic making its way there in that southern portion of Williamson County going northbound on 65 headed on up into Franklin. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Wake up, sunshine. Open up your sleepy eyes for me.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, good morning, Thursday. It is Thursday morning. Kind of sounded like Yoda there for some reason. Thursday, October the 2nd, episode 1755, rolling along into hour number two. It's Brian and John here with you on this Thursday morning, and fall break, friends, is just about here. You get through today, get through tomorrow, and it's on. Which is why a lot of our football teams are playing tonight, by the way. A lot of people like to get an early jump on fall break. Tomorrow. We've talked about this before. Like Thanksgiving. You know, they went to a week Thanksgiving for the break. And
now they need to take Friday off to get to the place they're going for Thanksgiving.
Used to it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But the attendance on Tuesday was the pits.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll just do the whole week. Well, now they take off the week before. But anyway.
I'm kind of mixed emotions about a week at Thanksgiving.
Are you?
I mean, it's nice. Don't get me wrong, anybody that's working. But being retired, I'm kind of used to being, that used to be like the pre to Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that week is almost as long as the Christmas break. So it kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah. So you've got a week in October, a week in November. Like two in December. Might have been nice to have, like a little.
But you're starting like the 6th of August.
Yeah.
You know.
More in January or February.
Yeah.
Those are the long months.
Oh, they really are.
And depressing and cold and gross.
Stop.
Yeah, I gotta quit doing that. So we do have some high school football tonight. Blackman is at Stewart's Creek. It'll be on WGNS and Big G TV. So be sure to tune in this evening.
I'll be with Clark Blair on Primetime Sports Thursday while you and Rod and Bill Hockenberry go out to Stewart's Creek. And while I'm on the program Thursday night, you might ought to be listening instead of, you know, I'm going to say it while you're busy trying to get together for the game. But I'm going to – it's kind of like an inquiry, Brian, how Pigskin Picks, you're always winning. I've done some research. I'm going to go in depth. It's going to be, for the first time, investigative reporting, and we're going to get to the bottom of how you're always seen to be up top. What is it? Because it's not skill. You don't have that skill of just being able to pick games.
Apparently, I do.
No, there's more to that than meets the eye.
It'll be revealed.
It'll be revealed on the show tonight.
Well, it's What is the saying? Fake news?
Well, it may be fake, but I'm just going to tell you, I know your little plan. I know how you do it. I know.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it here. I'm going to let you think about it and worry about it all night long.
No worries.
Hmm?
I just know. Other games that are going on tonight, by the way, thought I'd tell you. Oakland is hosting Rockvale, so you can head out to Oakland. You can go to Riverdale. They're playing Smyrna. We're going to have some reports from that game. Seagulls at home versus Clarksville, a non-region game. Laverne's at home versus Kirkwood. So you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games you can go to. MTCS is at Clay County, so they're on the road. And tomorrow night you have a couple of home choices with Eagleville versus Moore County or PCA versus Christian Community. And we're going to go out to Eagleville, see the Eagles in Moore County, and it's a region game in that one. So
I hope I can get out of the concession stands at Eagleville. It's awful good to be able to do the game.
You'll be hobnobbing and everything else.
I might be sitting in the stands, you know, just like, you know, waving.
See you until game time, probably. So,
I need to show up at game time? Oh, okay.
Hopefully earlier. All right. We will have a coach's show this Saturday. But the following Saturday, which I think is the 11th, we will not. It's always the Saturday after it follows fall break that we won't have a show.
Do we stay in our same rotation? I guess we will, won't we?
Yeah. We just won't have a show. Bill is going to fill in tomorrow or Saturday for Danny. So I haven't even put that together yet.
I put it together.
In terms of the rotation.
Oh, I know, because you've got to call me on
Friday, well, what is it?
Friday morning and say, who's up this week? I keep up with that. That's I credit that to me. So
I think it is my week to do the last leg. Would that be right?
I'm the middle.
Yeah, so I'm the end.
You're the end.
So Bill will do the beginning.
The beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're getting better at it.
Well,
I mean,
I can figure out two of them.
We've only done this for 26 years. I would think, you know, by now you'd get that rotation down. But one little slip up and, you know, somebody's out, it tears everything up.
Well, it's instead of Danny, it'll be Bill, and then we'll just keep the same rotation.
Yeah.
I did want to mention something to you about Social Security check changes. Not just to you, but, I mean, this affects you and a lot of people. After 85 years of sending payments the old-fashioned way, the government is going to start moving to either direct deposit or prepaid debit cards for the 70 million recipients. Started this week.
Well, that doesn't affect me at all. Mine's already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I guess a lot of people do want the check, don't they?
Well, they will do the paper check to those people who have no other way to get the payment. But let's say if you don't have a direct deposit, you would get a card, like a debit card. And then they just put that money on that debit card.
Oh, I see.
So
that's if you don't have direct deposit.
Correct.
Yeah. That makes sense. That's more efficient, I guess.
So I guess
you're going to get a card, and then they're going to start putting the money in that if you don't have direct deposit.
Yeah. Now, there are a few cases where they'll still do a paper check, but moving away from that, they're going to save a lot of money without having to put a 74-cent stamp on all of that. 70 million recipients every week.
Even know they still sent checks out. Okay. That's okay.
I guess they do in some cases.
Yeah. So I thought you were going to tell me they weren't going to give any more Social Security. I was going to get a little upset.
I hope that's not the case. Oh, man. All right. We're checking on the sports coming up, and then our conversation with the Villages of Murfreesboro here on the Wake Up Crew. It's 19 after 7.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Isaac Lowenkron.
In Game 2 of the National League Wild Card round on Wednesday evening, the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Cincinnati Reds 8-4 to win the series 2-0. Mookie Betts had 4 hits with 3 doubles and 3 RBI as the Dodgers advanced to face the Philadelphia Phillies in the National League Division Series. Earlier on Wednesday evening, the New York Yankees forced a deciding Game 3 with a 4-3 victory over the Boston Red Sox as the Yankees' Austin Wells broke a 3-3 tie with the go-ahead RBI single in the bottom of the 8th inning. The Cleveland Guardians forced a deciding Game 3 with a 6-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers as they broke a 1-1 tie with a 5-run 8th inning. And the San Diego Padres forced a deciding Game 3 with a 3-0 victory over the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
My name is Laura Lynn, and my family needed legal help. The law offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders. Never once did I feel secondary to anything else that was going on.
We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. And that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:22, and it's the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, and we are headed over to the Villages of Murfreesboro this morning. And at the Villages, their Life Enrichment Director, Melissa Moulet, joins us, and we were just chatting right before going on about how busy things are. Of course, today is the second day of October, and October, November, December, that is, I guess, the holiday quarter of the season, of the year.
Yes, sir. It's going to be fun.
Well,
this is our favorite time of the year.
Yeah. Tell me about some of the things you've got going on, especially here in October.
Well, first, we're going to do another arts and craft with my two volunteers, and we're going to make American flags for all of our veterans and present them to them on Veterans Day, which is in November. You know, I like my people to stay in shape and be hydrated, so I'm going to have a seminar with a gentleman named Adam. He owns a gym in Murfreesboro that's dedicated to the senior population. So he's coming in next week to do a seminar for our folks, and really looking forward to that. We have our Alzheimer's Walk on October 10th at 3:30. So we're looking forward to our annual walk. Just a lot of arts and crafts stuff. Halloween, we're gonna have a pumpkin decorating contest. We're going to have a costume contest on Halloween, and all the kids are going to come trick-or-treating. We love doing that in the evening. Got a lot of entertainment this month. We're going to be celebrating Oktoberfest with Nerman. He comes and plays his accordion for us. There's just a lot going on. We love it. It's so much fun here.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of take a few of these topics here and expand on that. And I would think, first of all, a big event is on October 10th there. Walk to End Alzheimer's, and this has been really something close to the heart of everybody at the Villages. So give me more details. Is this something that you're doing as Villages residents, or is this something that other folks can come to? Maybe give us an idea of that.
I mean, anybody can come to it that wants to come to our walk, but annually it's the family members, the residents themselves. I was in memory care for 6 years. So our walks were, you know, we still do invite like past family members. Their loved one has since passed on, and we have many that come back year after year to celebrate with us and walk in honor of them. It's a wonderful thing. We hold up posters of the people that we've lost, and we just remember them. And it's a really eye-opening experience to be with the past family members that know how much we love their loved one.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's extremely moving to see, especially those who have lost loved ones to such a terrible disease, really. So October 10th, what time of the day is that going to be?
3:30.
Okay. That's on a Friday. Friday is October 10th. So 3:30 in the afternoon. And you were also mentioning trick-or-treating, and I know that that's one of the events that you all just really get into at the end of the month on Halloween in October, right?
Yes. So this is actually my first Halloween over in independent living. So I'm really excited to be here for that. Yeah, we do our trick-or-treating during dinner time, and all the residents at their tables, they have bowls of candy, and the children will come in and walk table to table, kind of like going door to door, and the residents will give them their candy. And it's, the costumes are beautiful. The residents love it. And it is a really fun time. It just kicks off the whole holiday season, Halloween.
So is that actually on Halloween Day, the 31st, that Friday?
Yep. Yep.
All right. Very good. And a great place to maybe go. And trick-or-treating has definitely changed since you and I were kids, obviously, you know, going in the neighborhood, that kind of thing. And so there are a lot of people who look forward to just some place they know that's safe and a cool environment. And I know the residents just have to love it to death.
Oh, my goodness. They love children. And children and animals. So we have something exciting happening in November. I'll let you know about that the next time I'm on, or maybe Shanda will talk to you about it, what we have going on in November.
Okay. Well, looking forward to all of that. And Oktoberfest, just a huge month here in October. And not that you have downtimes a lot, but this is certainly going to be a very busy holiday season. And I think your first full holiday season, isn't it?
Technically, no. I was here on this side for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Halloween was the only one I was not officially in independent yet. So after Halloween, my whole year is completed, and then I've done it all on the independent side. So,
well, that's good. At least you've gotten you know, more than 2/3 of that done. So, but October is going to be a very busy month, and of course Thanksgiving and having family over, and it just really starts a great time of the year. Plus, get to make some day trips and things like that, so that'll be fun as well with the residents.
I have a lot of day trips coming up too in October. We're going to go to the dog agility practice on the 17th of October, and we get to go watch the dogs training before their competitions over the weekend. So our residents are looking forward to going, seeing all the different kinds of animals and what they're able to do in their practice sessions. So we're going to be doing that.
Well, we have been talking to Melissa Moulet, the Life Enrichment Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro, about the busy October that's going on. If you want to find out more about the Villages, thevillagesmurfreesboro.com or facebook.com/thevillagesmurfreesboro.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I enjoy reading, and I belong to the book club here. And we read a different book every month, and then we get together and discuss it. And I have a good appetite. I do like the food.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
Clark Hawks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
With an option, you'll receive a contract with no contingencies. That means the sale of your property won't depend on an inspection, financing, or appraisals.
Hold it to you 27 and a half.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30, friends. Good Thursday, October the 2nd, episode 1755 of The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
We've got 5 birthdays today, so you can still add to the list here. Arlen Harris, Brenda Denbo, Jasmine Cooper, John T-Bone Snellenberger, and Piper Johnson.
Well, those are the names we had coming into the morning, and it is highly likely that maybe you've already called or texted, and if you have, we've got those names. We'll announce them coming up here in about a half an hour, but if you haven't done so, this is kind of your deadline time to get those into us. 615-893-1450 here for the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Unique statement pieces, brand name deals up to 70% off. Great decor section at America's Thrift Store. Stop on by. They are now open.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 57. Winds remain south around 5 miles per hour. Friday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the low 80s, then lows fall back to 54 on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
Good morning. Still trying to wrap up a couple of wrecks. It's heavy right on schedule for this time of the morning coming in through Antioch right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, going westbound on 24 here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. It's also heavy 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. It continues to run slow. 65 northbound there at 840 trying to get up through Spring Hill. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Two major developments are set to enhance both transportation and tourism in Murfreesboro, with implications stretching all across Rutherford County. WeGo Public Transit is collaborating with Murfreesboro Transit to launch a new park and ride facility off New Salem Highway and Bridge Avenue. The lot, adjacent to City's transit hub, will offer 75 parking spaces, including EV charging stations and accessible spots. This initiative will support the existing express bus service between Murfreesboro and downtown Nashville, which currently offers 11 weekday round trips. Debbie Frank, Deputy CEO for Growth and Development at WeGo, highlighted the facility as a step towards improving commuting options for Murfreesboro residents. The rezoning process is underway, with the site plan scheduled for the Planning Commission review on October 15th. Completion is targeted for late summer or fall of 2026. Meanwhile, tourism remains a robust economic engine in Murfreesboro, thanks to the Stones River National Battlefield. A recent National Park Service report revealed that the park welcomed 446,000 visitors in 2024, generating $17.2 million in local spending and a total economic impact of $23.8 million. Superintendent Ben Hayes emphasized the park's role in preserving history while boosting the economy. The report, part of the 2024 National Park Visitor Spending Effects Study, placed lodging and restaurants as key beneficiaries in this influx. As Murfreesboro expands transportation access and leverages historic assets like Stones River, the city continues to strengthen its regional and economic footprint. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:35, Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS on a throwback Thursday.
Do you remember these?
John, you have something pretty cool.
I'm here. Yeah, there I am. Sunday dinners that boomers used to eat. So okay. I'm counting you in this group a little bit. Okay.
I might be in that.
And let's see if it goes rhyme and reason. So we're throwing it back to the days of yesteryear.
Sure.
Kind of like the Lone Ranger and Tonto. We're throwing it back. Meatloaf with ketchup glaze.
Oh, well, yeah. I ate that a lot.
Yeah, ground beef mixed with breadcrumbs, eggs, seasonings. Did your mama make that when you were little?
Yes. Instead of breadcrumbs, I remember it being oats.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, yeah. Yeah, keeps it together.
Keeps it together, but it also made it go further, too.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why they ate it, because it was budget-friendly.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, number two. You did good on that one.
Mashed potatoes with that, too, usually, always.
Let's don't get to the side dishes yet.
Oh, okay. These are main dishes.
Yeah. Pot roast with root vegetables.
Mm-hmm. You'd have carrots, potatoes.
Onions, sometimes.
Onions, yeah.
And the reason it was so good is because you could slow cook it. You know, you could keep it, you know, in the pot. And
now, we did that when, you know, Heather would put on a crock pot with that on it. You know, they had these little kits. I'm sure this... They didn't have the kits back in the day, but it had all the seasoning and everything. You just dump it in the crock pot and let it go for 6 hours.
Now, you can't hardly find it now.
That's true.
Maybe Cracker Barrel used to have pot roast, I think.
Yeah.
Liver and onions. They can have it. We had it on occasion.
Did you?
Yeah. But I never ate it.
I don't remember that, but I'm sure we did at some point, or especially, you know, when... before I was born, because there's a big difference between me and the age of my brothers. I came along 10 years later, so I'm sure liver and onions is part of it, because they would kill a cow and put all that in the freezer, all the meat, and that would be some of the meat that was in there.
Well, there are a lot of nutrients in liver, too, mm-hmm. and it was cheap. You know, it was kind of the side dish from the beef, you know?
Right.
Ham, I had this a bunch. I don't know if you have. Ham with pineapple rings and maraschino cherries. I remember having ham with pineapple, and they have those big round pineapple rings.
Yeah.
And you put them on top of the ham.
Now, see, when I cook our ham for Thanksgiving, I use pineapple.
Yeah. Do you chunk them up, or do you put?
I usually do, because the juice helps to keep it moist. But yeah.
I don't remember maraschino cherries in mine, but...
I think the cherry would go right in the middle of the pineapple ring where the hole is, and so I think it was just more decoration than anything.
Wow, you not only know about it, you're an expert in it. Tuna noodle casserole.
Ooh.
I've had that. I remember those days.
Yeah. There was...
kind of replaced by chicken noodle casserole. I mean, we've kind of gone to chicken now rather than tuna.
Yeah, Hamburger Helper... came out with one of those, I remember, back in the 80s.
I bet Dalton's never had that tuna.
Probably not. We didn't do a lot of tuna.
Yeah. Salisbury steak with gravy. Classic in TV dinners.
Yes. I don't remember.
It was a step up from hamburgers. You know, just a little bit. It's supposed to be.
I remember more of the minute steak, the fried minute steak.
Oh, my mother-in-law used to make the best minute steak. It was just so good. Deviled eggs as a starter.
Sure.
We had those a lot. They're not that hard to make, really. You know, boil the egg, cut it out, and use the inside of it and mix it.
A little relish, mustard, and mayonnaise.
Roast chicken with all the trimmings. But sure. I think we still have that some, you know.
You can buy rotisserie chicken now.
Jell-O salad.
Yeah. Put it in that cake bundt mold.
For modern Sunday dinners now, Jell-O salad is almost entirely off the menu. Yes, it is.
Is it really? I guess it is.
You know, but they used to bring them to people's houses. You make Jell-O salad.
And you know what was inside of the Jell-O? You would put fruit cocktail inside.
Yeah.
And then it would be suspended in there. You get a little
fruit. You thought that was fancy.
Oh, yeah. It was fancy. That's a little throwback for you today.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
If you want to get some barbecue, I'll tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good. And barbecue. Slick Pig. We got ribs and beans. Got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
A Murfreesboro tradition. 1920 East Main.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
The Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, wrapping up here on a Thursday morning. Action Line, Roundtable, Rutherford Issues, all straight ahead this morning before Rick Burgess and into the afternoon. This is episode 1755. Just a couple of days left, and then it's fall break time. Saying a pleasant good morning today to Derek over at the Captain D's on South Church Street. That's today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being so nice. He didn't stop working, constantly restocking, making sure everybody had what they needed over at Captain D's on South Church. Derek, one of the workers there, receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts on South Academy. And, of course, your good neighbors here at WGNS. And our good neighbor of the day is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and supporting the neighbors who make Rutherford County strong. Send in your SRM good neighbor of the day by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or just head on over to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the very simple, easy ways to get in your good neighbors to us here at the Big G. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you curious about electric vehicles? Well, if you are, MTE's Drive EV program has resources to help you learn. DriveEV.com online.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
What do you call a penguin with no eye?
I don't know what.
A penguin.
Replay.
Now, looking back, don't you think that really was bad?
Well, you smiled a little bit.
I smiled because it was so bad. Your jokes are amazing.
Thanks, John.
That's not going to get you out of that, buddy. We're way past that point.
Would I have beaten you with that joke yesterday?
No. I don't think it would have helped. I was being honest. I wasn't trying to be revenge.
You even said it. That's what I learned today. You said at the end of it, revenge.
Yes.
Could be revenge tomorrow, too.
I imagine so.
Subtitles. We talked about subtitles on TV. And you are a believer. You're a follower.
So, yes. And it started when I was, and this is nothing against British, but the British, there's some cool shows. I like Slow Horses, for instance, on Apple Plus.
It's got Gary Oldham in it, but it's they're British intelligence officers. Well, it's sometimes hard to say, and when they say things so fast, what are they really saying? So it does help in that too.
Helps if you can't hear too.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. So
although Bobby was at the house last Wednesday when I had the baby, and she turned the TV on, she said, "This is too loud." Turned it down. I couldn't hear a thing.
Did she help with the baby?
She did.
Well, that's good. Maybe she'll start doing that on a Wednesday on a regular basis.
Oh, that'll probably the only time.
Take a little pressure off.
Yeah.
We also talked about Social Security checks. You're not going to get many of those anymore. You're just going to get direct deposit or a card.
Yeah.
That you can use, a debit card.
I wonder if I'm sure there are people out there. If you don't have a checking account, I guess that's the only way you can do it is if them sending you a debit card.
Had old dinners. We talked about old dinners on Throwback Thursday that we, and you had experienced most of them. Pot roast.
Not liver and onions.
Was fried chicken a delicacy for y'all? Like, when did you eat a lot of fried chicken?
You know, when I remember going to my grandparents, the Neely's house, we hardly ever had fried chicken. And now I know why.
Why?
Because they were in the hatchery up on Vine Street. And where was KFC? It was right here at the corner.
Yeah.
So it was one of the closest places to get lunch.
Let's get out of here, Brian. We've got games to do. Oh, wait. You've got games to do tonight.
That is true. High school football tonight. Hope you'll join us. This is our song of the day. Misunderstood lyrics. Semi Charm, Kinda Live.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear. Lows drop to 57. Winds remain south around 5 miles per hour. Friday lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the low 80s. Then lows fall back to 54 on Friday night. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 63.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Plugged In podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. Stay up to date on the EV world, hear interviews with experts, and more. Listen on your favorite podcast platform or visit mte.com/pluggedin.
Good morning. They're wrapping up a wreck a few minutes ago. It's over here on 440 westbound.